Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, June 13th. Coming up in today's episode, Kannada actor Darshan faces murder charges. Marks of 1563 NEET students will be revoked, fresh exams ordered. Delhi water crisis turns into a political blame game and United Nations releases alarming report on human displacement. First up, Kannada actor Darshan Thogudeep troubles have intensified after his allies named him in an alleged murder plot of his fan. Darshan and close friend Pavitra Gowda, along with 11 of his associates, were arrested on Tuesday in connection with the murder of a man after his conspiracy to go scot-free failed. Darshan allegedly planted three men to take blame for the murder, but during interrogation, they broke down and accepted that Darshan had asked them to take the blame and offered them 5 lakh rupees each. For background, the body of 33-year-old Renika Swami was found in a drain at the Sumanhalli Bridge in Bengaluru. A food delivery agent noticed dogs gnawing at a body and called the police. When the police were pursuing the case, two accused approached Kamakshi Palya police on their own volition and confessed to having killed Renuka Swami over a financial dispute. However, as the investigation progressed, police found Darshan and Pavitra's involvement. Chilling details from police investigation revealed the victim, Renuka Swami, was allegedly beaten up with a belt by Darshan. Then his co-conspirators took over with sticks and threw him against a wall, which eventually killed him. Renuka Swami, who is a resident of district headquarters town of Chitradurga, was actually Darshan's fan. He allegedly commented on the social media account of Ms. Gowda, a small-time actress, and accused her of creating a rift between the actor and his wife. He allegedly also used indecent language and posted offensive messages, according to police sources. But the social media comment turned fatal for Ramaswamy. Notably, Darshan was accused of assaulting his wife Vijayalakshmi in 2011. Based on an FIR at Vijayanagar police station, he spent several days in police custody before his bail. According to police sources, the accused men have claimed, and I quote, "It was Pavitra who instigated Darshan to punish Renuka Swami. Accordingly, the plan was hatched. Darshan engaged the Chitradurga unit of Darshan fan club convener Raghvendra alias Raghu, who obtained all the information about Renuka Swami," unquote. Renuka Swami's wife Sahana alleged that Raghvendra picked up her husband from near their house on Friday night. Meanwhile, Section 144 has been imposed outside Annapurneshwari police station, where the actor Darshan and actress Pavitra are being held in police custody. Incidents of lathi charge and Darshan's fan flocking around the station prompted the police to evoke Section 144, which prohibits large gatherings of people in public spaces. With the sensational murder case gaining a lot of media attention, the police have now covered up the entire station to avoid the camera lenses. And next, following massive outrage against NEET 2024 results, the marks of 1563 students will be scrapped away after they were given grace marks for a wrong question, the centre told the Supreme Court today. The students can opt for a retest on June 23rd, the results of which will be declared on June 30th. If any of the 1563 NEET UG 2024 candidates seeking admission into medical colleges do not take the retest, their earlier score will be considered the result without the grace marks. 6 centres had afforded grace marks to students to make up for lost time, the centre told the top court today. The Supreme Court reaffirmed its decision to not halt counselling process for NEET UG 2024. The top court said, and I quote, "Counselling will proceed as scheduled and there will be no interruption. If the exam continues, everything else will proceed as well, so there is no cause for concern," unquote. The counselling for admissions into MBBS, BDS and other courses will start on July 6th, the centre said. The outrage against the results stemmed from multiple people getting the top rank and allegations of paper leak followed, emboldened by the opposition who claimed there were irregularities in the entire examination process. Meanwhile, Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today dismissed allegations of a paper leak in NEET UG medical entrance exam, claiming there was no evidence to support such claims. Originally, the results were scheduled for June 14th, but were announced earlier on June 4th due to faster evaluation of answer sheets. A total of 67 students achieved a perfect score of 720, a first in NTA's history. The top court has decided to hear other petitions against the exam, including the petition to cancel NEET UG 2024, alleging question paper leaks and other malpractices on July 8th. And next, in a twist in the Supreme Court battle over Delhi's spiraling water crisis, Himachal Pradesh has said it does not have surplus water to send to the national capital. Just a day after the state said it had released water for Delhi and the supply would go through Haryana. As Delhi residents reel under the double blow of a heat wave and water crisis, the Supreme Court had directed Himachal Pradesh government to release 137 Q6 of surplus water to the national capital and told the Haryana government to facilitate the flow. The court had said the drinking water shortage has become an existential problem in Delhi. Meanwhile, newly elected MP from Delhi, Bansuri Swaraj, has claimed the water crisis in Delhi is entirely man-made. She said, and I quote, "Atishi knew about the pipelines bursting and wastage of water well in advance and yet did nothing. She should have called for an all-party meeting, should have strengthened the infrastructure of Delhi Jal Board. She should have repaired the pipelines. But what did she do? She only held a press conference in air-conditioned rooms," unquote. She further alleged that the Delhi government supports the water tanker mafia. Residents of several areas in Delhi are suffering due to the shortage of drinking water that has made the heat wave unbearable. In between this crisis, the activities of tanker mafia have compounded their problems. The Supreme Court has pulled up the Aam Aadmi Party government over wastage of water and tanker mafia and questioned what steps it has taken to counter these problems. Quote, "There are visuals on every channel that the tanker mafia is working in Delhi. What measures have you taken in this regard? What measures have you taken to control water waste coming through the two barrages if this is a recurring problem? Please show us the action or FIR you have launched against tanker mafias," unquote. The Supreme Court bench had said during an earlier hearing. Breaking from breaking news, are you surviving or thriving at work? The Gallup 2024 State of the Global Workplace report says 14% of Indian employees consider themselves thriving, significantly lower than global average of 34%. The report, which evaluates employee mental health and well-being worldwide, categorized respondents into three well-being groups: thriving, struggling, and suffering. Those with certain or negative views of their current life situation, experiencing more daily stress and financial worries, were classified as struggling. Respondents feeling miserable with a rating of 4 or below with a negative future outlook were categorized as suffering. In this report, 32% of Indians feel stressed at work. And massively, 86% of total respondents globally said that they are struggling in their workplace. Now back to news. And next, UN report on global displacement. A staggering total of 120 million people are living forcibly displaced by war, violence, and persecution, the United Nations said today, branding the ever-increasing displacement number a terrible indictment on the state of the world. The global displaced population is now equal to that of Japan, the report added. The United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, said forced displacement globally had once again smashed all records, with conflicts in places like Gaza, Sudan, and Myanmar, forcing even more people to flee their homes. At the end of last year, 117.3 million people were displaced, UNHCR had said in a report. But at the end of April this year, the number had swelled further, with an estimated 120 million people around the world living in displacement. The number is up from 110 million a year ago and has been rising for 12 consecutive years, nearly tripling since 2012 amid a combination of new and mutating crises and failure to resolve long-standing issues, the UNHCR has said. Speaking with news agency AFP, the UN refugee chief, Filippo Grandi, said, and I quote, the numbers will rise multifold due to multiple global crises, unquote. Sudan's civil war has been a key factor in driving up the numbers added by the war in Gaza, the Russia-Ukraine conflict, and many more border conflicts globally. And lastly, India will remain the fastest growing of the world's largest economies, although its pace of expansion is expected to be moderate, says the World Bank. India will clock a steady growth of 6.7% per year, on average, between fiscal year 2024 and fiscal year 2026. While retaining the GDP growth forecast for years 24 and 25 at 6.6% and 6.7% respectively, the World Bank estimated the country will clock fast-paced development and growth. However, this is still slower than the 7% and 8.2% growth achieved in 22 and 2023 respectively. That's all for today. You were listening to the News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.